this thing is, I think it's a strip show, dance show.
Work there, dude.
Welcome back, guys. On today's show, what fast food is making a big comeback, and another message in a bottle has been found, and make your way for the new king of classic rock and roll, a song that was ranked number one this past Memorial Day weekend, and also first round of beers on the house, the White House, that is. All this and much, much more will be discussed here on Deacon Live. How are you? How are things? How are things going? Did you make it through a Memorial Day weekend? Did everyone have a good time? Did everyone wear their masks? No, we didn't, Deacon. They said we didn't have to. Oh, only if you've been vaccinated. I'm vaccinated, right? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So, yeah, we came through a Memorial Day weekend. I hope everyone had a good time. You know what? Us as a nation, I don't know if we appreciated this Memorial Day weekend as much as we have in the past, just to get out and be friends, be sociable. It's kind of the one big stepping zone that we've been coming across now, slowly getting back to normal, the new norm, back to our original selves. And then we got 4th of July coming up. Now, I don't have big plans for 4th of July. We did have big plans for this Memorial Day weekend. Now, if you're looking at us here on the video, now for every podcast we do, we also have a matching video as well. But I apologize for last week. Something wasn't synced up and the file got kind of corrupted. So I'll just go ahead and post this video twice to make up for it. But so for every podcast we do, we have a matching video as well. And the way you see that is go over to prophetradio.com, click on Deacon Live, and you can see us, and we can wave at you, and you can wave at us back. Hi, everybody. How you doing? Now, this Memorial Day weekend, if you're watching me on the video, you can see I'm a little darker. I'm a little tanner. I'm getting my Florida glow back, my golden tan. No, I didn't go to the beach. No, I didn't go out and hang out on the lake or on a boat or something like that. My wife and I, we have 22 some odd acres here. We have chickens, we have cows, we have, well, cattle, and we have horses, dogs, barn cats, all the stuff that makes us a farm. We call it a ranch, actually. We have a farm and a ranch. And our farm part's not doing real well. We haven't had too much rain here, and I think I killed some plants by spraying some pesticides out there. Ah, no, I'm not. I don't need it. No, it's too much. I'm dead. But we are now getting ready to fence in another pasture. We have 4 horses here, and the horses, between the horses and everything else we have going on here on the property, they have completely destroyed 2 pastures. Now, 2 of the pastures are over 2 acres. I know this farm talk again. 2 of the pastures are over 2 acres apiece, and then we have a central pasture that we rotate, and then we just need 1 more pasture to rotate the horses out. So give the ground a break. Give me a break, the ground says. So we're making 1 more pasture. We clear some trees out. We started cutting into the property lines and maxing our potential on the whole entire property. So we've been out post hole digging and putting posts in the ground, and we're going to do an electric fence, a rope electric fence. But here's the thing. So we have a tractor, and we have a 3-point hitch on the back. Again, tractor talk. I apologize. So basically, we have a tractor that's got a big drill on the back of it, and the drill goes into the ground, and you pull it back up, and now you get, boom, you got a hole. You put a post in it. You throw some concrete. You level it out. Go on to the next post. So we have bought this drill, auger. The official name is. It's called an auger. And we bought this auger about a year ago, and we probably use it maybe a half dozen times. But our neighbor next door doesn't have a tractor, doesn't have an auger, so he wants to borrow both, which is fine. That's what neighbors do. Neighbors help each other out. Neighbors say, you know, hey, do you mind if I borrow this? Can I borrow a cup of sugar? Sure, no problem. Can you help me fix this? Because you know more than I do, and I'll help him buy all the parts. You know what neighbors do, what neighbors are supposed to do. So he borrows a tractor a couple times because they're getting ready to. He's got just as many acreage as I have over here, and he's getting ready to put goats. They're going to do goats. I don't know if they're going to meet goats or if they're going to be dairy goats, but they're doing goats. So he's putting in fencing in almost like we're doing, but he's closer to a lake and he's been using the auger. He's probably used it maybe a good, I don't know. How many posts did you put in? He's probably put in maybe 100 posts. Through Carolina clay, through Carolina rock. Now, for those of you who don't know, we broadcast just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, a beautiful little town we like to call Marshville, and our soil is hard. It's clay. When you hear those country songs, that Carolina, that Georgia clay, that whatever did just stop a day, I think I got a song there again. But that's what we have here. And our auger, I think it's indestructible. In my mind, I think it's indestructible. I never had an auger before, so I never had the warnings and whereabouts of what to do and what not to do with it. So he borrowed it, and he was drilling holes. bottles and stuff. So we get it after he's borrowed it a couple times, which is no big deal. He parks it in the thing, fills it up with gas. Fills it up with gas. Well, diesel. Almost said propane, but diesel. And he always washes it down for me, which is fine. That's what you do. That's kind of payment for borrowing it. So we went to use it the other day, and we were going to put on all these posts. We have 2.5 acres. We're getting ready to fence in. First hole, we go. Man, it's not going anywhere. It's the auger's not dropping down. I'm standing on it. I'm jumping up and down on it. I just can't get it. It took us 3 hours to put four to six poles on the ground. I said, babe, something's not right. Something's not right with this thing. Sure enough, at the very bottom of the auger, I know this is riveting conversation, but this is what the day in the life. It's progression of what happens on a daily basis for normal people. Normal people who have 20 some odd acres and a post hole digger. So I'm drilling holes and pulling it out. I'm trying to switch the little blades around, and I look at the little bottom. It's got like a little, maybe 6-inch long corkscrew at the end of it, and it is rubbed nice and shiny clean. It's rubbed. It's nice and polished. There's no bite to it. So I said, you know what, babe? Let's go up to the local ag center, which is two towns over. We'll buy a new, what they call a spur on the end of the auger, and we'll put the auger, put the spur on the auger the next day and see what happens. Sure enough, put the spur on it, bought a couple extra blades for the auger itself. Sure enough, stuck it in the ground. It literally pulled its own self into the ground as it drills in. It's corkscrewing like a bottle. You know, women, ladies out there, when you do a wine bottle and you get the tap just right and the screw goes all the way in the bottle and you're like, holy shit, I went too far. And you pull it out and you break the cork and all that. But we got it. And I was like, God damn, that thing was like $50. But I guess I was worried that he didn't say anything. Not that it was bad or anything. I was just like, hey, you know, I noticed the thing was getting worn. I could sharpen it for you. Maybe not sharpen it for you, or I'll buy a new one or something. I don't know. I wasn't looking for anything. This is all on me. So I just chalked it up and say, hey, look, this is a lesson I learned, that this corkscrew thing on the end either needs to be sharpened or buy a new one when it gets to looking like it is. And I'll post a picture up on the Deacon Live section. And when you see that, just go to prophetradio.com, click on Deacon Live. Now, I can't lift my arms above my head. Now that we've got the auger fixed and we're putting in post and I'm carrying concrete, you know, 60-pound bags of concrete across the field and dropping them and dunking them. My wife is the same way. We're both sunburned. She's been sitting on the tractor. I'm like, babe, put a bathing suit top on. You know, pull your pants up. Not your pants up, your shorts up. You know how sometimes you want to get the top of your thighs tan? Go ahead and pull those up. No, we're out in the middle of the field. There's no one out here. There's no one out here. No one's looking. No one's got a drone flying around us or anything like that. I whip my shirt off, let my Duke belly hang out. I'm losing weight, by the way. Losing weight. Doctor's orders. I'm doing great. So we're out there, and the first day you go, I'm not going to put any sunblock on. I'm not going to put any sunblock on. You can't buy shade. The real estate shade on the property back where we were at was very valuable. So nothing. No sunblock, no nothing. That was the first day. Second day we go out there, we're like lobsters. We're like going, you know what? Let's put some sunblock on. And we do the aerosol, the spray aerosol, because I don't want my hands all goopy and sticky. You know, you see parents slather their kids like mayonnaise, you know, like a hoagie sandwich. They're slathering the kids like, here you go. I don't like that. So I do the aerosol spray and, you know, spray again, spray again, spray again. And every time I smell that aerosol spray, it reminds me of boating up and down the St. John's River where we're from. I was born and raised in Orlando, lived just outside of Sanford in a small little town called Enterprise. You can see the continuity here. Living outside of a major city in a small little town with a small community. Well, that's where we're at, and that's where we came from. So smelling that sunblock, it just brings back memories. It brings back a better feeling, a free feeling, being out on the lake and relaxing with my wife when we first started dating and all those stuff. So that smell just kind of reminded me of that. But the work itself, it was a pain. It was a lot of work for both my wife and I. She usually sits on the tractor and I bark the orders, back up, up, down, you know, like you see on a construction site, up, down, left, back, right, go, hit it, boom, go. And she's a professional. She has more patience driving that tractor than I do. I get on the tractor and I feel bad because I know exactly where I want it. But to tell her where I want it, it's easier for me to tell her where I want it than to me put it where I want it and her ask me, why are we putting it there? Why don't we put it here? Why don't we put it there? Which is not a big deal, but I mean, it's just easier for me to be on the ground. Directing traffic, directing the ordinance. So I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. We're back at it here at Deacon Live. We've got a big show for you, lots to get to. So stick around. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back. You're listening to Victoria Sunshine with her remake of a 1923 opera called Deep in My Heart. For more information, go to prophetradio.com.
Can your radio station do this?
Why you always in the mood? Fuck around like a brand new.
You don't want to see me bratty.
Can your radio station do this?
We're gonna get to know in an over.
We're both throwing smoke into the night.
Can your radio station do this?
I had my suspicions and you had your own. 1,000 dirty dishes in a broken home.
ProfitRadio.com.
Deacon Live now presents you Teardrops, a Jamaican reggae artist who's been in the business for over 20 years. This is his latest song called Wake Up Liz. You can find his new release on Manatee Records.
I'm rising at the morning, that means I'm rich. Me get a second chance for do when me wish. Me glad say me dep on the wake up list. So me hug up babes and give her a kiss. Me now watch them bad mouth, me now watch critics. Me now go sell out and you know me now snitch. Me day up on the journey, you know me now quit. I hold a one mitts and I bun a big spliff. Rich in a hell, but me rich in a my pocket. Bricks, bam, bricks, every day, man, I stack it. Mansion from the hill, get
to welcome back to the Deacon Live. Make sure you follow us on all your social networks, and the way you do that is go to Prophet Radio, P-R-O-P-H-E-T Radio. Click on the social contact section, and then it shows all the links that links us to you, and you to us as well. And we also have some brand new sticker packs that are coming in, and you want something for free? Of course you do. We'd love to give you some free stuff. All you have to do is go to the free swag section, click on what package you like. There's one for the Prophet Radio, there's one for the Deacon Live, and there's also one for another podcast that I do called Is This Going Somewhere? And Is This Going Somewhere is kind of darker conversations. There's a gentleman that I'm good friends with. He's 65 years old. He left his job after 22 years because of COVID, and the only reason because he has a wife that's not in 100% health, and he was worried about bringing COVID home. He was working in a retail outlet or brick and mortar retail place, and he was worried about him bringing it home to his wife. So he left his job, took a leave of absence, and these are his stories of what he's dealing with and how he's getting through, you know, making ends meet and bills paid. If you can get the made bills down to nothing, but these are his story, and that is just going somewhere as well. Check them out. They're available on iHeartRadio as well. Now, you ever been trying to make decisions, and sometimes your decisions are a little too quick, a little too, you feel like, ah, man, I rushed right into that. I shouldn't have done that. Well, and you think, if I only had just a minute to step back and think about what I was going to do or what was going to happen, and I just made a too abrupt decision. Well, there's an explanation for that right now, and you can blame this article on your decisions. Mercury now goes into retro upgrade. Sound the alarm, because Mercury will be going into retrograde from May 29th all the way to June 22nd. The Mercury retrograde is a phase that can send most of the U.S. in panic and most of us in fear, even if you're not into astrology. But to be honest, while Mercury's retrograde can be thought as tough time period, it doesn't have to be scary for everyone else makes it out to be. So let's break it down. What does it mean to assess yourself? And you might be able to move right through it with little as painless as possible. Knowledge is power, right? So when the planet goes into retrograde, it appears to be moving backwards in the sky. This is Mercury traveling backwards and back into its previously transitioning stage. Now, for what that means, sometimes if you do a star chart or any kind of reading, they'll say, and Mercury's in the house of Aries, or Mercury's in the house of whatever. Mercury's the only one that moves back and forth. Any retrograde is always a period of review and resentment all at the same time. So when Mercury goes into retrograde, you can expect misunderstandings, technology failures, and in general, some roadblocks in life. That's why it's become an astrological scapegoat for the modern times. Mercury is one of the fastest moving planets in our solar systems, and about once a month it changes signs in the zodiac. Mercury rules combinations. It can affect our technological, all our tech stuff, our conversations, the word we use, the big contracts we enter into, all done in brief haste. This will not only affect the way we speak to others and how we speak to ourselves when we think. Anytime a planet goes into retrograde, it's an invitation to just slow down. In that stillness, we can take back where we skipped off a step or missed seeing the vital piece of information. It's also a time to be gentle with yourself. Things may no longer, this is not like, call Miss Chloe, or is it Chloe? What was the lady who used to read your cards over the phone? Miss Chloe, right? Call me now. I'll do your psychic reading over the phone. Call me now. It's not like that. But there are some elements in the way, like a planet, if it shifts or moves or something like that, does affect, I think, in some form, I know you're going to call me crazy. You're crazy. The way we act. I mean, you've got to think that we're not all linked together. And I'm not being all philosophical here, but, you know, something happens. For example, here's the smallest detail of what happens. So let's say you've got a whole day plan. You're going to go outside and you're going to go and put up a fence. Now, for whatever reason, if it rains, that affects you because you don't want to be out in that rain. Now, some people will work in the rain, but some people will not. And on a smaller scale, that's what's happening just in your little world. Now, think about if the planet slows down or speeds up or something. I know there's great catastrophes that could happen, but what if a planet from miles or hundreds of millions and light years or miles away slows down a little bit, and that little wobble that they do affects the butterfly effect, where you smash a butterfly in Japan, it causes a typhoon over in Hawaii or something like that. I think a South Park episode based on that. But I mean, so Mercury's in retrograde, so think twice, you know, slow down a little bit all the way until you get to end of June. Think a little bit before you say something, and you're like, why am I feeling this way? Why do I feel a little bit different? You can blame it on Mercury because it's going backwards in the solar system for a little bit, and then it catches up and then speeds right back around where we are. Now, for all you stargazers out there, while you're out there looking at Mercury, the 2021's first solar eclipse will show off a ring of fire. Now, there was a television show called Heroes at one time, and the Heroes logo was the actual ring of fire that's getting ready to happen here. And what's happening is, on the morning of June 10th, hey, it's my dad's birthday, a darkened moon will fill your vision when the moon slides in front of the sun, resulting in a partial solar eclipse that can be visible from big swaths of North America and in Europe. Some sky watchers in the narrow section of Canada and Siberia have the opportunity to see this dramatic part. This goes on for the next several weeks. Several hours. The ring of fire effect that comes when the moon covers all but the edges of the sun. So the moon's just far enough away and just close enough to us to where it doesn't really completely block out the sun, but partially, and there's like this little lip edge of the sun that peeks out around the moon and creates this. If you're watching this on the video here, I've got it up on my screen. Make sure I've got the right, yeah, there you go. You can see it on my screen here, and it's this ring of fire. Now, some early risers to the eclipse chasers might also get to see the sun show its rarely seen horns and shark fin too. And these are just parts of like the blast in the side when the solar flares pop out from the sun. The scientific name for all this is the annual solar eclipse, NLR. NLR is an annular solar eclipse, which is different from a total solar eclipse. When the moon is the right distance from the Earth to completely cover the sun, the total solar eclipse is a big show in North America on 2017, and then the next one that's coming is in 2024. So what you're seeing is the moon is barely covering it up, and it should be interesting. We've got in 2017, we actually went in the backyard and did the whole thing where you put the piece of paper on the ground, you get binoculars, you cut a hole, like the little box in high school, or is it high school, junior high, elementary school, you cut a hole. Take a box, you got a hole in the box. Easy, I know. Just a little pinhole, and what it does is it shows the thing inside the box. You can see the eclipse without burning your eyeballs. So this is the same thing. So check that out. That is the Ring of Fire happening on June 10th. All right, when we come back, there is a food chain making its way back to our tables, but you really can't physically see it yet. So stick around, I'll dive into that here when we come back. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back.
Can't help but give up the prey. No way I'm gonna ever doubt him. Yeah, I'm gonna keep the faith.
You're listening to Gerard Harris with his latest song, Let Everything That Has a Breath, a song of praise and worship from Mississippi, now living in Minnesota. For more details, go to prophetradio.com. You're listening to the best internet rock station, Prophet Radio. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. That's Prophet_Radio. Follow us on Twitter, get some updates,
and some great news. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Do you know what sucks about internet radio?
Absolutely. Fucking nothing. Nothing.
Profit radio. I don't like nothing. Internet radio. I do not like internet radio.
Profit radio.
Profit radio.
I'm a champion, boy.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. Make sure you follow us on all your social networks. And the way you do that is go to Prophet Radio, P-R-O-P-H-E-T Radio. Click on the social contacts and find all the links that links us to you and you to us as well. And also, while you're on the Prophet Radio, don't forget all the artists that you hear during the breaks are independently owned, unsigned artists. Make sure you show them some love as well. And you can see every artist that we play here on the show over on the right-hand side of the page. Click on them and show them some love, share them, and support them as well. Now, someone who needs some love right now is JBS Meatpacking Plants. A major meatpacking producer, JBS, was hacked, just like the fuel pipeline that was hacked here in the United States. And this is what happened with JBS. By now, you probably have heard of the cyber attack involving JBS, one of the country's largest meat processors. By the way, what is JBS and what happened and where exactly is the beef? That's what the article said. JBS USA is a part of JBS Foods, which is one of the world's largest food companies processing plants. It has operations in 15 countries and has customers in about 100 different locations, according to the website. Its brands include Pilgrim, Great Southern, Albertine Black, and it was also U.S. headquarters is based in Greeley, Colorado, and employs over 66,000 people. This is what happened. Hackers attacked the company's IT system last week, prompting it to shut down company plants in North America and Australia. While the hack, which the White House described Tuesday was ransomware, affected JBS's U.S. meatpacking facilities, according to U.S. officials and blah, blah, blah. The cyber attack resulted in closure of all nine of the company's U.S. beef plants. So, get ready out there. Price is going to jump there for a little bit. Or, you know what? They were talking about the pipeline being hacked. Here's a flip side of the same coin and what we find valuable. So the pipeline gets hacked. We go out there and we start hoarding gasoline. I need gasoline! This JBS hack that just happened the other day, you don't see people out there running and grabbing ground beef and running around and stealing cattle. Don't steal ours. We have guns. But that's the prime example of what we find valuable and what we consider a hot commodity in times of stress and anxiety. So the cyber attack resulted in closure of all nine of the company's U.S. beef plants, which are located in this, Arizona, Texas, Nebraska, Colorado, Wisconsin, Utah, Michigan, Pennsylvania. So all those branches of JBS shut down. The White House has said the ransom attack was likely carried out by Russian base. Likely. I like that. Likely. Likely carried out by Russian base. We don't know. We don't know. But hey, you know what? We don't like the Russians. Probably them. Let's throw them under the bus. I know we've got more enemies out there. We've got more enemies across the country than just Russia. And why? How the hell is Russia getting all? Didn't the Cold War end? Isn't everything good? I think it's Putin over there. I don't know. I don't follow politics that much to figure out who's good and who's bad. Just don't step on my lawn. You know what I'm saying? Try not to disrupt my way of life. JBS operators in Australia were also affected. The Australian meatpacking company, the Trade Council Group, also said that it has no indication whatsoever who did this cyber attack that impacted the Australian domestic red meat and pork products as well. So what has happened is JBS has now reported to his plants that they are starting to open up now. As of today, Wednesday, they told the employees to return to work, but they're on a 4-hour delay. I don't know why, but they are. So if JBS resumes normal shortage, will there be a meat shortage? You probably don't need to worry about any meat shortage, but you're going to see the meat price maybe jump a little bit. Our systems are coming back online when we're not sparing any resources to fight this threat, the CEO of JBS tells us. So just to be on the safe side, the Department of Agriculture also has reached out to meat processors across the country, encouraging to accommodate the additional capacity to help keep their supply chains moving. So hey, all you little secondary, third-dairy meat stores, meat processing plants, go ahead and bump that up. Well, you can't because they own most of them. JBS does. Didn't you hear they were the largest one? So, Tom and Mona's meatpacking plant. Oh, God. We got to do more. Maybe they'll get subsidized with that. Now, one company that has been off the face of the earth for many, many years. Actually, there's only 9 locations left. And one of my favorite stores growing up. Now, I don't remember if they had an actual standalone store. I remember seeing them in the mall. Remember the malls? Remember we used to do that and go to the malls, and malls were big things, and you always had like a food court, and that was a big thing. Oh, there's food all in one location. I don't know if you guys remember back in the day, the food, like things were spread out all over the place, kind of like the way the airport set up. Like you got Panama Jack's, then you got like Sunglass Hut, and then you got Burger King, and then you got, you know, some other clothing store, a tech store or something, and then like a Starbucks or something. It's spread out all over the place. That's the way malls were. And then someone, I forget what brand, I think it was Simon Malls or Simon Company, came up with, let's throw all the food in one place. Let's throw all the food in one place, keep everyone together, and instead of them running all over the place trying to find their favorite hamburger or corn dog. This company right here is coming back. Arthur Treacher's is coming back. Not that it ever left, you know, Northeast Ohio. Nathan's Famous, the Coney Island-born hot dog chain, is reviving its iconic fish and chip brands as a ghost kitchen. Now, for what you don't know, a ghost kitchen is, they literally don't have like a diner. So franchises won't even have a brick-and-mortar store location. But instead, the food delivery app will serve as Arthur Treacher's classic fried seafood and chicken menu. Nathan's Famous plans to add a modern twist on the offering with upgrades of proteins and more contemporary builds to focus on shrimp and other fish products. That means the new items such as the Boom Boom Shrimp Platter, Boom Boom Fries, and even Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs and hand-dipped chicken sandwiches alongside other favorites like that, the original Fish and Chips Platter, Fish and Chips Basket, Hush Puppies, and more. No word on yet on when it will start being served, but they will. Now, here's the thing. So what they've done is, like ghost kitchens, they'll have, for example, we talked about this a long time ago, where it was like, let's say, Charlie's Famous Chicken Sandwiches or Charlie's Famous Chicken Something, fried grilled chicken. And what it is, you look at the address, and it's like a Boston Market. But you're not getting Boston Market food. They actually ship separate the ingredients to Boston Market, so when it comes across your app, hey, I want Johnny Walker's or Johnny Chicken's Famous whatever I said before, I want that sandwich. And you click on it and you order it, the message actually goes to Boston Chicken, and they literally have to open up those boxes containing those ingredients and cook it to their standard, and then they ship it out from there. So Arthur Treacher's is probably going to be part of it's a ghost kitchen, so you're going to have to order from Arthur Treacher's. It might be coming out of a Captain D's. It might be coming out of, what's another fish and chip place? Long John Silver's or anything like that. But they have to agree to it, and they have to agree to the actual menu that's on the Arthur Treacher's menu. Now, I love Arthur's Treacher. That's where I fell in love with having on their fries, on the fish, putting malt vinegar. That was the first place I ever put malt vinegar. You know why? Because my dad did. My dad put malt vinegar on it, and you idolize your dad and everything. So I put malt vinegar on that. That's the first place. Now I put malt vinegar anytime I go anywhere with any fish and chips, because that's what you do. And then I've seen a couple movies, you know, hey, let me have some fish and chips and bring malt vinegar with it. And you're like going, I'm just like those guys on TV. I'm so cool. That's so cool. But that's the way it is. So Arthur Treacher's coming back. For those of you who haven't had it, their breading is so light. And you put malt vinegar on some breading, and it just turns to like paste. And you're just like, God, this is awful. Arthur Treacher's fish and chips is the only thing that I've ever had where I put malt vinegar on it, and for whatever reason, everything stayed as crunchy as even in milk. No, it stayed crunchy with all that sauce and everything that I'm a condiments person, so I put a lot of condiments on it. But it's always been really, really good. So all the fans out there of Arthur Treacher's, guess what? Coming back. Look for it soon on your app, your DoorDash, your Uber Eats, and all those other apps that you have out there. Arthur Treacher's coming back. Now, something that's coming back is this fad of finding things in a bottle, like a message in a bottle. Here's another story coming up after the break of this guy who thought it was just regular trash, found another message in a bottle, and we'll dive into that here in just one sec. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back. You're listening to Deacon Live's favorite composer, all the way from Italy, a hobbyist pilot by day, a talented composer by night,
David Anabali with his latest song, Serenita. Check out his EP called Serenity.
Hey guys, make sure you like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/Prophet Radio.
Do you know what sucks about internet radio?
Absolutely. Fucking nothing. Nothing.
Hi, you're on Prophet Radio. Who is this?
What the hell are you doing, dude?
Is this Candace?
Candace who?
Hey, Candy.
Yeah.
Hey, how's your day going?
Oh, I've got 2 hours left. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is
407-448-8800.
Hey, look, I think I'm in love with you. Just took one glance. I know I ain't average, girl. Give me a chance. I know you Hispanic, so you let it dance. Let's fly to London. We could hit up France. Go take a step forward. We both get advanced. I know I'm a thug. I engage your romance. See, we can maybe dance, get groovy. Do you want to cuddle? Maybe we can watch a movie. Do you want to chill? Girl, I got some time to kill. You know I keep it solid, baby. Gotta keep it real. I know you've been broken, girl. Take time to heal. This again, ain't it. Don't care how you feel. See, I'm a little different. Let's turn up, get trill. I ain't gonna dog you. I dip for the hills. You say you take acid. Don't mess with them pills. You stay on your job, on time for your bills. You killing the game, girl, you giving me chills. Love when you on top of me, you got some skills. You know how we do, girl, I know you love thrills. You still on the move, you hate to be still. If you got a fantasy, let me fulfill. Girl, let's hit Brazil, maybe Beverly Hills.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. You want some free stuff? Of course you do. Who doesn't want free stuff? The way you do that is go over to our website. That's Prophet Radio, P-R-O-P-H-E-T Radio. Click on the swag section. Well, I'm sorry. Hold on. I got it right here. Click on the social contacts, and there's a little drop-down box that says free swag. Click on that. We've got 3 packs up there for you to steal from us. We have a Prophet Radio pack. It's got a couple stickers. We have Deacon Live. It's got a magnet, a couple stickers. And then Is This Going Somewhere, which is another podcast I do, Darker Conversations, with a good friend of mine named Dan as he copes with the COVID-19 virus and getting into just social stuff that he comments on. It's a very interesting podcast. It's been downloaded numerous times in several different countries, so check that out as well. So here I am, Florida born and raised. I know the trials and tribulations that goes on Florida highways. Now, when I say Florida highways, I've driven Florida, you can set your watch to it. When it's hurricane season, by the way, we're day 2 in the hurricane season, which is starts June 1st, you can set your watch to the rainstorm, so the rain cloud. So what happens is the East Coast winds come across Florida, the West Coast winds come across Florida, and they meet right in Orlando. You set your watch at 2:30, 3 o'clock, rain for about 20-40 minutes, and then the rain goes away and everything's hot and sticky and you don't want to go back outside. Now, during these rainstorms, something that is in Florida, it is actually illegal to do, and they're changing it now, is putting on your hazard lights. You're not supposed to put your hazard lights on in Florida unless you're on the side of the road. For everyone that lives in Florida, that means you are stopped and you are in need of help. Now, here in the Carolinas, because of snow, fog, everything that happens here, we don't have rainstorms like we do in Florida, or like they do in Florida, because I live in North Carolina, and we broadcast just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, in a beautiful town we like to call Marshville. Now, here in North Carolina, it is the rule, if you are going, I think it's less than 20 miles under the speed limit, that you have to put your hazards on. Now, I know the people in Florida, all my comrades in Florida, my comrades in Florida, they hate it that people put their hazards on. Stop putting your hazards on. But what's happening is, if all the states, people that move, because Florida's a melting pot of everyone from up north, those are the rules in those states. So they just assume that here in Florida state that you're supposed to drive with your hazards on if you can't see, if you're going 20 miles below the speed limit. Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, to pull more hair out of your head, a newly passed bill in Central Florida's 2021 legislation, or Florida itself, not necessarily Central, session will allow drivers to do something that has been warned against for several years, and that's putting on their hazard lights when it's raining. It's going to make everyone crash. It's going to make a whole world of hell. The new law changes the rules for using flashlights or flashing lights, but only on highways when it is low visibility. The bill has not yet passed and signed by Governor DeSantis. He's going to drop that like a face mask. So going forward, if it starts raining cats and dogs while you're driving on the roadway with a posted speed limit of 55 or higher, you can turn on those hazard lights.
Specifically, the bill says, the change is in effect during the periods of extreme low visibility. Now, current practice for hazard lights on the highways and roadways is you get a citation for violating this law through the enforcement that they don't really care. They just go, oh my God, you know, I'm not going to pull over. It's raining, Charles. You want to go pull that guy over because he's running his hazards? Do you want to get out in the rain? No. Let him go. We'll deal with him up the road when someone slams into the back of him. Hillsborough County law enforcement agencies issued citations for hazard lights only 24 times in the year 2020. The citation was issued only 21 times in 2019. So as you can see, they really don't care. They don't care unless they're really bored or someone's really doing something stupid. So they are getting ready to, and here's a new news article about what's going on. Listen to this. A little more updates.
A notable upcoming change to the rules of the road here in Florida. The state legislature passing a bill that allows drivers to use their hazard lights when there's low enough visibility. Now, once signed by Governor Ron DeSantis, it'll be legal to turn on your hazard lights during extremely low visibility while traveling at speeds higher than 55 miles per hour here in Florida, starting on July 1st. This is a major 180 here in the Sunshine State, where FHP has repeatedly warned against this practice, preferring that hazards only be used when drivers themselves encounter a hazardous situation. There's a lot more to this bill that you can read from WFLA.com's Sam Sachs. You can also vote in our Twitter poll. You can find it all right here on WFLA.com and the WFLA app.
There you go. WFLA, good friends of mine. So they should have, everyone has their hazards on. Where the slow people go? I mean, slow drivers go, not slow people. Slow drivers move over to the far right-hand lane. Let them get over there. Let that hazard, let it be a blinking friggin' carnival circus parade of blinking hazard lights in the far right-hand lane. Guess what? I got rain tires on. I'm got good visibility. Now, for those of you who don't know, a little trick of the trade, right? Just from Deacon me to you. Little trick of the trade. If you are caught in a horrible, horrible rainstorm, wear sunglasses. Well, how does that help? Well, I'll tell you. If you get the right sunglasses, the polarized sunglasses, and you put those on, it will reduce the glare and the refraction of the light and stuff. And you can actually see, if you ever wore polarized sunglasses, like if you've been fishing, you can literally see through the water. You can see the light and everything, and you look down at your boat and you're trying to catch that big old bass. You look down, you got polarized glasses, you can see through the water because it takes out all that stuff. Same thing, same effect. If you're driving in the rain, when I first moved up here in North Carolina, there was a bad rainstorm. I put my sunglasses on. They're like going, and I came back to work the next day. They're like, why are you driving around with sunglasses? I'm like, here, try them on. And they're like going, oh my God, you can see so much better. So that's just a tip from me to you. If you're driving in the rain, put some polarized sunglasses on. You can see probably an additional 60 to 50 feet in front of you, and it might save your life. Now, hopefully, we don't need to save this guy's life. So a message in a bottle sent from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, in 1987 was found in Florida. A message in a bottle was sent from Myrtle Beach in 1987 was found Monday in Marathon, Florida. Christopher Nolan found the message in a bottle in his mother's canal up in Marathon, which is in the Florida Keys. At first, he thought it was litter, so he picked it up and was getting ready to throw it away. So Christopher Nolan found the message in a bottle in his mother's canal. I just noticed it was just a piece of paper in it, so I dug it up. Nolan said, I figured nobody would have just stuffed it. It looked like a note. So I took up the whole bottle and unrolled it and read the note. There was not much to the letter, just a note challenging a person, whoever finds this, to return it to Zach Williams. So hopefully Zach Williams is alive. Now Nolan is trying to find his family and trying to find Williams as well. Nolan said the post is getting a lot of social media attention. Anyone who knows a person by that name can also ask about it. Pass the note on to Williams, he said. I would like to meet him. Hopefully he's not dead. If he's dead, I think he said to throw it back in the water. Oh, if I'm dead, by the time you try to return this, please keep it. I put it in the ocean at Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. So the note was dated May 16th, 1987. For more details on this story, we go to Fox 46 here in Charlotte.
Never guess what was found in the waters of Florida recently. A message in a bottle back from 1987. And get this, the letter says it was launched from the shores of Myrtle Beach. Christopher Nolan found it yesterday in his mother's canal in Marathon, Florida. Now, at first, he thought it was just litter, so he picked it up. Now, Nolan and his family are trying to find Zach Williams, who wrote it.
I just noticed that there was a piece of paper in it, so I dug it out. I figured, you know, nobody would have just stuffed the, you know, it looked like a note. It took up the whole bottle. I was rolled up in there, so I just figured take it out and Just this cool little note.
What an awesome story. There's not much to this letter, though. Just a note challenging whoever finds it to return it to Zach Williams. Nolan says it's getting a lot of social media attention, too. So if you know a person by that name, just ask about it and reach out to our News 13 team or Nolan to help us track him down. That was a cool interview, and he says it's already going viral, too.
Well, hopefully people watching can recognize that name and get it back to the owner.
Yeah, maybe he's a local among us.
Yes.
Well, that he should have put a little bit more, like drew a picture of himself or put a picture of Zach Williams in the bottle. So, hey, I'm Zach Williams. Everyone's Zach Williams. All of a sudden, everyone's Zach Williams and wants to be famous and popular. Now, do you want to be famous and popular? Well, this past Memorial Day weekend, this classic rock station has counted down the top 500 classic rock songs over the last four decades. And when you think number one classic rock song, what do you have in mind? Well, obviously, this station had something different in mind, and we'll dive into that here when we come back. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back.
It was my first time, like a virgin. My heart never loved so strong. She seemed like my soulmate, someone I could confide in. Each and every day, till things change, and she stopped being around. Down, I decided to walk away.
Listening to Hollywood Stevie T and his latest song, I've Been Hurt. For more details, go to prophetradio.com.
Do you know what sucks about internet radio?
Absolutely fucking nothing, nothing.
Prophet Radio.
All systems go!
That's not something I'll need. You wouldn't need it. You would need it.
Oh, indeed, yeah.
I heard that from Dave B one time. That's a freak. He's a freak. Dave is a freak. Fucking fly. Get the fuck out of here. They always go for the mirror. They always go for the top of the mirror. No, you can swim in shit. Get out of here. Just eat. What do you do? Fall down?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Chair? What happened?
So rubber.
What just happened there?
Trying to get,
So delicious. Alright. So good. Well, take your time. I mean, it's worth a break, isn't it?
No, it's my break.
Well, run it a little bit tighter. You're taking a long time to get the song on. There you finally go. 5 minutes later. You're going to love it.
I'm hoping
you will. You're going to love it. Another 50 grand. Just whatever my check gets here, just mail it, whatever. Just whatever you want. That's fine.
Not like the old days.
Now it's years later, that song's irrelevant. So nobody even knows about this song anymore. I hate when I get bottles and my fucking finger is just fucking raw. Ugh. Fucking, I'll be so without a can. I'm like, dude, you got a can?
Are you saying anything? Nope, I am.
Get out.
Maybe we'll work it out. Just let me know how we end up goes out to tone. Hoping you come on.
Deacon Live now presents to you Young Dior with his latest song, Come Around. For more information, go to prophetradio.com.
Just let me know how it end up goes at the tone.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. You want to be part of the show? Well, the way you do that is go over to Prophet Radio, P-R-O-P-H-E-T Radio. At the bottom right-hand side of the screen is a little blue bar. It says Be Heard. Click on that. We'll put you right on the air as quickly as you can send it to us. You can talk about past podcasts. You can talk about the current podcast. You can talk about anything. You can ask me any question you want, or you just want to say, hey, shout out to my loving husband.
happy birthday. Shout out to my adoring wife. Happy anniversary. That type of stuff. Click on that. Opens up a microphone on whatever you're listening to us at, whether it be your phone, tablet, or your desktop PC or anything like that. Click on Be Heard. Comes right to our inbox. We play it on the podcast, and we'll get you on the very next podcast as well if we can't get you on this one. No big deal. No problem. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from each and every one of you. Now, we broadcast, literally, I've said this a million times, we broadcast just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, in a beautiful little town that we like to call Marshville. And I emphasize that because we are a little town. This is what happens in our little area. Here's a news report of what happened this past weekend. So here in Marshville, we were talking about meatpacking plants and them being shut down. Marshville's very known for having chicken processing plants. So we have Pilgrims. We have a couple of, I don't know all the names, Tyson's here as well. And so sometimes, and where we broadcast from, we're just outside of where the chicken plants are. But when you catch a good day when they're cleaning them out, whoo, it stinks to high heaven here. Now, this report right here, what did they do with all the leftover parts when they cut them up and stuff? Well, they actually sell them to dog food manufacturing places. And so there's a lot of big, heavy trucks and things that go up and down our main vein here in Marshville, which is U.S. 74. This is what happened the other night.
Hold on a second. Hey,
good morning. Anthony Castura here in Marshville in Union County along Highway 74. First of all, I want to address the fact that I am wearing a mask, and I'm doing so because it smells so poorly out here. The reason I'm doing this Facebook Live along Highway 74 in Marshville is because this truck here behind me spilled 5,000 pounds of chicken scraps this morning, raw chicken scraps, onto the ground. And so that is creating an odor that is almost unbearable for me. So I'm wearing a mask right now to sort of mitigate some of that smell.
Now, if you want to see this video, we'll post it up on the Deacon Live section. The way you do that is go to preferradio.com, click on Deacon Live. I'll post this video. But this is our town. This is where we live.
But if you live or work or drive through this area, you need to know about this because it's causing a little bit of some traffic issues that we're seeing this morning. Again, this is along Highway 74 in Marshville in Union County.
Sun's not even up yet.
I'll walk you through how this happened. So this truck right here that you're looking at was driving along Highway 74 about 3:30 this morning. There was a car in front of the truck. You see that we're at an intersection. That light right there, it turned from green to yellow. And then apparently the car that was in front of that truck decided to brake, and it happened pretty abruptly. So in an effort to avoid a crash, the driver of this truck decided to stop. And because it was so abrupt when he decided to brake, that is when those 5,000 pounds of the raw chicken parts dumped onto the road.
The slurry probably sloshed in the back of the truck and made it freaking jackknife.
Here again, that happened about 3:30 this morning, and since then cleanup crews have been here trying to eliminate the scraps from the road, one, and two, also try to mitigate some of the smell. So they have been pouring solution on the road. You see the traffic cones here. We also have members from the police department as well as the fire department, so they're supervising some of these
neighbors'
efforts.
Dogs are out there licking it up,
the cars to come through, but just be aware that if you drive through this area, you may very well get some of the scraps on your own car because it's still in the road. I don't want to show you too much of it because it's pretty gross, and if you're having coffee or trying to have breakfast, it's you know, I understand it's disgusting, but it's over here. And now they're targeting
this is our town. This is where we live. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, Anthony, for your report. Yeah, this is our town. This is where we live. We had chicken scrap truck just hit the brakes and freaking slid all the chicken slurry all over the place, and now it's all over the road. Big news, breaking news here in Marshville over on US 74. And I thought everyone would get a kick out of that. Now, some people that didn't get a kick out of it, out of this right here, is, you know, Memorial Day weekend, everyone gets together, they turn on the radio, they turn on the terrestrial radio, their FM dial, and they listen to all this stuff. Now, here at Prophet Radio, we encourage you to listen to our station as well. We have live streaming broadcasts, and on that broadcast, all the artists and everything that you hear here on, during the Deacon Live are played in full. Their entire songs are played over on Prophet Radio. So go over to Prophet Radio, click on their little icons and stuff of bands and artists that you like, show them some love, but all of them can be found over on Prophet Radio, the full-length songs. Now, 101.5, the home of rock and roll, WPDH, which is really, really weird to say.
It really is.
So there is a new number one classic rock song of all time. When you think classic rock songs, you think Stairway to Heaven, you think Layla, you think Free Bird. You don't really think of anything like in the 50s, maybe late 60s, mid 60s to early 70s, maybe mid 70s. This Memorial Day weekend, the home of rock and roll, WPDH. What were their, I don't see what their actual call, you know, like the, we are the you know, we're the buzz, we're the this, we're that. Usually it's made form of their call letters. 101.5 did a countdown coinciding with its 45th anniversary for the first time they signed on the air in Hudson Valley. So those 4.5 decades, the countdown has been a sore spot with the radio listeners, and the DJ's task is, you know, to compile, you know, thousands of requests. I'm sure they've got a log of all the requests. You can't do that. You can't do that on terrestrial radio. ASCAP won't allow you to make requests. Hence the difference of internet radio and terrestrial radio. Record sales, chart sales, critic reviews, so on, and also that what they call the quote-unquote gut feeling. The running joke is that Stairway to Heaven is undisputed the most rock and roll song of all time. So then you can go around and say, well, maybe it's Freebird, or maybe it's the Rolling Stones, or Eric Clapton, and bands of that nature. Now, this year, a newcomer has made its debut and coveted, now taken over the greatest rock and roll song of all times. In honor of that, the honor of that song now goes to, I disagree with it, but I'm not going to be biased about it, is Joan Jett's classic rock anthem, I Love Rock and Roll. Now, the choice was made with praise from fans and anger for those who didn't think it was worthy, and confused by others who simply didn't expect the song to beat out the heavy hitters. So here's a breakdown of I'll do the top 10. And let me know if you don't know what Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll, we'll play here in a second. Joan Jett's number one, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, which is expected because of the movie that came out. Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall. Well, everyone's opening up to marijuana. Everyone can have marijuana, so they kind of get into that. Led Zeppelin's Black Dog, if you don't know what that is, that's, hey, hey, mom, say the way you move, gonna make you track, gonna make you groove. Don't quote me on that, but that's... that's my rendition of it. Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. Hey, you're getting into the 80s there, so you have to be careful. Guns N' Roses, again, Sweet Child of Mine. Actually remarked as the most recognized guitar lick by Slash. Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama. AC/DC, the only song I hate by AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long. Boston, More Than a Feeling. And then Aerosmith rounds out the top 10 with Sweet Emotion. So those are... 101.5 WPDH. We are peace down history. I don't know what PDH would stand for, but that's their breakdown. Now, what is your favorite classic rock? What do you think that song should have been? You know, out of all the classic rocks, we'd love to hear from you. And the way you do that is go over to ProfitRadio.com, click on the Be Heard section, let us know what your top five, at least top five, and tell me why. All right, when we come back, you guys ready for some beer? You've been listening to me long enough. You're ready for some beer. I'll jump into how you can get some free beer and put it on the White House's tab. Stick around. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back.
Do you know what sucks about internet radio?
Absolutely. Fucking nothing.
All right, well, my mom passed away 8 years ago, and a year or two prior to that, she said, I saw Travis at Home Depot.
Yes.
And several things stapled into his face.
I had what?
Several things stapled into your face.
Yes, I had piercings. At the time, I was working for another radio station, and our sponsor was a tattoo piercing parlor, so I had to...
All right, please make sure we're on the air with this.
We are actually on the air with this.
My name will not be displayed, correct?
No, Candace, it will not. I mean,
All right, because if it is, I don't know how much money you have, but I will come after you.
Yeah, I only have like $2, and that's it.
Carry on, my friend.
407-448-8800. Deacon Live now presents you, Steph Andre, with his latest song, You're My Remedy, an up-and-coming artist from San Jose, California. For more information, go to ProfitRadio.com.
see beauty when she smiles, cause she is truly amazing. When I look into her eyes, it's like I've gone stargazing. Cupid shot his little arrow, when he misses, still graze me. Trying not to fall for you's really driving me crazy. We can pull a skizzy Mars and we can chill and be lazy. All my friends say that I'm sprung, they make their jokes and they haze me, but it's okay, I'll charm you with my words. I love it when you laugh, cause your smile's your best curve. I get on your nerves.
You know you're always on.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. Make sure you follow us on all our social networks, and the way you do that is go to prophetradio.com, click on social contacts, and then there you can get some free stuff. While you're there, pick out what package you want. We have a Prophet Radio package with some stickers and stuff, some Deacon Live packages. It's got some magnet and stickers, and also, excuse me, another podcast I do, a little darker conversation about what's going on with a good friend of mine named Dan, and that's called Is This Going Somewhere? You can pick out one of those packages as well and check out the podcast while you're there. Now, here in the United States, we are developing land left and right. We're here in our property here. We've got a whole new neighborhood that's going up down the road. And what happens with that? When you clear out forests, you clear out the woods, it sends the little guys, the little mice, the little rabbits and all the stuff running to your property. Now, we've had a couple mice here in the house, which freaks my wife out because I'll be sitting there and all of a sudden a little shadow will run across the room. Now, we've got little traps and stuff, but you know, you don't want those things in your house. You just, you know, the old cartoon with Tom and Jerry with the mouse on the, you know, waving his thing, and all you see is the lady's feet on the stool, the old Tom and Jerry cartoons. Now, out in California, let's see, is this in California? Before I start. So out west is no different. A hero teen who fought a bear to save his dog's life explained what she was thinking. So there's an insane video showing 17-year-old sprinting toward a fully grown bear and shoving it off her garden wall. Now, if you want to see this video, go to prophetradio.com, click on Deacon Live, and for every podcast we do, hello, we have a matching video as well. After becoming an overnight sensation, Haley Maraceno is looking back on that crazy, indecisive decision that she made. See, she's making crazy decisions because of Mercury flying around. Honestly, she said, there was nothing really to it going through my mind, except that I had to protect my dogs. She and her smallest dog, Valentine, literally left the ground in the bear's paw, and she knew she had to do something, what she had to do to get rid of it. She said, so I knelt down for about 2 seconds to think, and at first, thing that popped in my head was push the bear off the ledge. Now, if you want to see this video, here's a video. I'll blow it up for you, and I'll turn, there is sound. Now, warning, this is kind of, not graphic, but it's kind of disturbing footage. So, it's a security camera on the backside of the property, and there's like this maybe 4-foot concrete brick wall that separates the two properties, and then there's a tuft of trees on the left hand side and a tuft of trees on the right hand side, and it's wide open, and you can see this bear pop up with now two cubs. They don't say that in the article, but the mama bear has two cubs, and she's walking across this garden wall, probably trying to get across the street or something. So here comes the bear. Ooh, that's a big bear walking up there. Got two cubs. Here come the dogs. Now, the big dog, there's a big, like, long-haired lab or something like that, and then two little yip-yip dogs. So the bear takes a swat. Ooh, takes a swat at the big dog. And then took a swat at the little dog. I don't know if you hear the yip, but when he took a swat at the little dog, claws got invested into the dog and pulled the dog up. Here, I'll play it again. You hear a little yip. So she pushed the bear off the ledge and started gathering her dogs. The bear got back up on the wall, ran the other way. How crazy is that? She would do anything to protect her dogs. I'd do anything to protect my dogs. Wouldn't you? Big old bear. But man, that bear, that was a big bear. I'd be scared of that. So when it's all said and done, you want to relax, you know, take a breath, take a deep breath. You deserve a drink after that. Now, for those of you who have not gotten your coronavirus shot or the vaccine, the White House is trying everything to get you to take the vaccine. They're going anywhere from some states. So the president right now is trying to get everyone to take their vaccine. So there's a whole lot of initiatives out there to help you or encourage you to take or to go get the vaccine. Dangling everything from sports tickets to free beer, Joe Biden is looking for that extra something, anything that will get the people to roll up their sleeves for the COVID-19 virus vaccinating shot. Biden has teamed up with a bunch of different companies to convey his message. His goal is a month of action to urge more Americans to get vaccinated before July 4th, the holiday weekend, including early summer spirits of incentives, a slew of new steps to ease the barriers of getting the shot more appealing to those who have not received them yet. The goal is to get to 70% of our population to be partially, if not fully, vaccinated by Independence Day. So the administration views that June is a critical month in our path to normal. Biden's plan will continue to use public and private sectors' partnerships, mirroring the whole of the government effort he deploys to make vaccines more widely available as after he took office. Additionally, the White House is partnering with early childhood centers such as KinderCare, Learning Care Group, Bright Horizons, and more than 500 YMCAs to provide free child care coverage for Americans looking for shots and needing assistance while recovering from the side effects. The administration also launching a new partnership to bring vaccination education and even doses to more than 1,000 black-owned barbershops, beauty salons, and buildings to hopefully successfully pilot a program in Maryland. Their latest vaccine sweetener is what they call it, building on other incentives like cash, giveaways, sports tickets, and paid leave to keep up the pace with the vaccination. Now, here's the thing. Some states have taken it upon themselves to give away $1 million. Yeah, they give away up to $1 million to five different people. But this one stands out the most. It's the most, I don't know, the most ridiculous one or just the one that's just like, all right, I guess you just assume that America wants this. Some more details on this updated incentive is here. Check this out.
As the country works to get more Americans vaccinated, more incentives are being rolled out, like free beer. Anheuser-Busch announcing today it is launching a new campaign with the White House to buy Americans 21 and older. Of course, a round of beer when the nation reaches President Biden's 70% vaccination goal by the 4th of July. At the very same time, several states are holding lotteries with cash prizes, including the state of Colorado, with its first $1 million drawing this week. Joining us now is the state's Democratic Governor, Jared Polis. Governor, what's the reaction to the drawing? Are you seeing vaccination numbers go up? I mean, $1 million, that's a game changer.
It is a game changer. Well, but is a case of beer or even like your first beer from Anheuser-Busch, they're just trying to put their name in there. That's all they're trying to do. They're trying to stay relevant. Hey, you know, America, if you get vaccinated, you can have Bud Light. If you're not, then you can go down the road and do something. I don't know. I'm trying to make a commercial there. All right, we'll come back. We'll dive in just a couple more things, and we'll let you get back to what you got to do. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Young Dior.
You're listening to Young Dior with his latest song, Heart on a Sleeve, inspired by Mac Miller, Triple X, and Eminem. For more information, go to prophetradio.com.
I wear my heart on my sleeve, that's an issue. People asking me, what the fuck is up with you? On go, Super Saiyan like on Goku. One click on your bitch like Roku. People doubt on me, one beef. Tell me to meet them in the streets. I'm not trying to have no beef, I just wanna be in the industry. Ay, ay, yeah, yeah. Lot of J, yeah. Chillin', lot of J, ay. I don't even know where I'm going anymore. I'm just trying to flow in. Young Dior, I just had this shit that I had with from the bottom, yeah. Got a lot of demons, got a lot of them, yeah. I'm just trying to young got them, ay. Yeah. I want my heart and my sleeve, that's an issue.
We have more music coming up after this, but first, text us your request at 407-448-8800. Stick around, more music coming up.
Do you know what sucks about internet radio?
Absolutely. Fucking. Nothing.
What are you wearing right now?
Just a big, large Iron Man t-shirt.
That's kind of hot.
407-448-8800.
What's up, baby? Yeah.
K-E-E-E-E-Z,
baby.
Pink boy.
Yeah.
And
your ball.
You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live. Life can be whatever it is. No front. Y'all a team. Jump in the whip so we can stunt. We can sit back, roll up Cali flavors up in the blunt. Always rock with you, baby, because you're my favorite one.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. You want to be heard? Of course you want to be heard. Everyone wants to be heard. The way you do that is to go to Prophet Radio, P-R-O-P-H-E-T Radio. Click on the Be Heard section, and if you want to be heard here on Deacon Live, leave a message there. It comes straight to our inbox, and we'll play it on either either this podcast or the very next podcast as well. You can ask us a million different questions about past podcasts, even podcasts we did, you know, several years ago. We'd love to hear from you. So that's the Be Heard section over on Prophet Radio. Click on that, opens up a microphone, and don't worry, we're not gonna scam you or anything. I got too much other shit going on to worry about that. So you're safe. Word of honor, Scout's honor. What do they say right there, right? Now, one thing that I love here, we have two dogs. We had four dogs, and unfortunately, just time has taken two of them away from us. But we have hardwood floors in the house. You heard of the stories about we were getting them all re-sanded and stained and redone. So we rely a lot on Roomba. You know what a Roomba is, right? It kind of vacuums around or walks around or drives around and does all that stuff. Now, we're getting into springtime. One of the things that I had a handle on in Florida born and raised, so I knew the exact landscape of Florida, what to look for weeds and how to control the grass and stuff. Up in the Carolinas, I have no idea. The soil is like hard rock. So no one likes weeding in the garden. It's practically a big pain in the butt. So this company right here has come out with this great new device. So there is a new robot for your front yard, for your yard in general. The BGR team, who tests all these different products on Amazon and stuff, has recently tested a new type of weed killer that works in gardens, flower beds, and more. It takes things to a whole new level. It's called the Terrill, T-E-R-T-I-L-L, Terrill Garden Weeding Robot. And it's nothing short of a game changer. Are you familiar with Joe Jones? Are you familiar with Joy? I can't say it. Joe Jones. It's a horrible. Anyways, you might be familiar with his past work in the past, which is the Roomba vacuum cleaner, the first autonomous vacuum cleaner of its kind. That feat alone lets you know and appreciate the kind of innovation that Jones is capable of. Now he's back with a brand new autonomous robot that we have recently had the pleasure of testing. The nifty Terrill Garden Weeding Robot looks sort of like a cute little green Roomba. Instead of working inside your house, however, it's set up to go outside in your garden or your flower beds and so on and so forth. It needs physical borders to keep it confined to whatever space you're working in, but it roams the area consistently and chops down any weeds in its path. What it does is, how does it tell between the difference between a weed and other plants? Simple. It cuts any growth that it sees less than 1 inch tall. It does not pull up the root. It does not pull up anything at all. Instead, it just keeps chopping the weed until the regrowth is eventually exhausted and doesn't have enough energy to reproduce and dies off. If you have small sprouts and you want to protect a few little areas, there's barriers that come with the robot and you can protect those. Unlike Roomba, the Terrill offers the user experience that is truly set it and forget it. That's right, you'll never have to need to charge it. It runs off solar power. With the Roomba or any other robot vacuum cleaner, it still needs to be empty after it runs. Even if you have a newer self-emptying robot, it still needs to be empty after several times. The Terrill gardening robot needs no regular maintenance. It's solar powered, so it constantly recharges on its own. And it roams around your garden every day hunting down for new weeds. It literally works a little bit every day, and then it camps out for it to recharge, and then the solar panel on top, you know, recharges itself. So how much is this thing going for? Well, it's reasonably priced at $349. But think about how much stuff, fertilizer and a weed killer and all the stuff that you put on a lawn. If you're looking for a little greener, a little safer method here, definitely check out this item while it's in stock at Amazon. It looks like it might sell out here fairly soon based on this article. So that is the Terrill. I'm not going to tell you because I'm going to go buy one. The Terrill, T-E-R-T-I-L-L, Gardening Weeding Robot. So it's out there for $349. Now, when you're done, you know, a lot of yard work and stuff, you got to pick things up. Cut a bunch of branches the other day. Some of our trees were up and covering some of the walkway. We couldn't walk through it. So I went out there and, you know, chopped some branches down. And it's just me and my wife here. So I kind of left them there. She kind of piled them up. And then together we pick everything up and throw it in the garbage. This little girl right here is going viral because her dad asked her to pick up after herself. Do a little help in the yard. Now, this little girl right here, she's probably 6-7 years old. And the way you see this video is go to prophetradio.com. Click on Deacon Live for every podcast we do. We have a matching video as well. Hello. And this little girl has gone viral with her little explanation of why she doesn't need to help clean up. And here we go.
Dad. Can you go clean that up? He
Dad.
Doesn't want it. You got to keep what? Go ahead.
Dad, you are acting like I'm not your princess. Dad, princesses don't have to clean stuff up.
Really?
Yeah, Dad.
I think you're a princess that cleans.
Yep, princess. Dad.
What?
None clean. princesses clean up.
What about teamwork makes the dream work?
Dad, I'm only going to clean up if someone helps me.
Okay, say, put in a question. Say, Dad, do you think you can help me?
Dad.
Yes?
You realize that, Dad, princesses don't have to do any work.
Princesses don't have to do any work.
You're going to definitely have to do work. Just like you had to do your laundry and you got super upset.
Dad, when I had to do my laundry, I actually wanted to do my laundry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dad.
Okay, but this one you're not wanting to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Little shit.
Because, Dad, none princesses have to do stuff, okay? None princesses and kings have to.
Really?
Kings have to.
Dad, nobody. Queens don't.
Uh-huh.
Not even kings. Queens and kings do not do anything except for stay in a house.
Okay.
And I'm a queen that plays and goes outside, though, but I don't want to clean up my playhouse, Dad. Because,
so,
Dad.
Yes. So she's watched a little too many Disney movies or whatever that's kind of had her brain a little bit questioning as far as whether what she should do and what she shouldn't do to contribute to the family. All right, well, if you have a little kid like that, understand that you're not the only one that has a little princess out there that doesn't want to clean up after herself because she's a princess, and princesses don't do work. On that note, I'll let you guys get back to what you got to do. Make sure you follow us on all our social networks. Go to Prophet Radio, click on Deacon Live, click on the social contacts, get yourself some free stuff there, and make sure you follow us and like us and share us as well. I appreciate each and every one of you for listening to us, downloading us, and doing the things that link us to you and you to us. On that note, I'll let you guys get back to what you got to do. My name is Deacon, saying goodnight. And goodnight.
Wait. Come back.
The end. The absolute end.
Écoute-moi.